How much stress is too much for your kids? There is so much pressure placed on them to succeed at school. It may not be from you, their parents. It could be from teachers, maybe friends, even themselves. School can feel like a vacuum where everything you do each second of every day will control the outcome of your entire life. So in between subjects like maths, biology, religion, English, physical education, could a subject on well-being and good mental care fit and become part of a student's curriculum? An idea that was founded by one of our local teachers is expanding pretty quickly. Joshua Brown is the Assistant Principal of Wellbeing at Wallsend's Macquarie College and Founding Director of the Invictus Wellbeing Institute. Good morning.
Hi, welcome. Good to be here.
Where did this idea come from for you?
Yeah, good question. I've been in education for a while. I'd been teaching classroom subjects, leading camps, and I guess there was just a growing need between myself, my colleagues and peers in other schools to really tap into the heart of education, what I guess at university we would call the hidden curriculum. And we wanted to bring that out of the shadows and really explicitly deliver it. So, that was part of the impetus.
Did you see that your students were struggling mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw that personally at school, in our classrooms and in our counsellors' offices, but we also were looking at the data quite closely. We could see both internationally and in Australia, really quickly rising rates of depression, of screen time, of dopamine addiction, all sorts of forms. And so we were really passionate about providing an experience that helps students do a deep dive into who they are, their own inner selves, their character, and figuring out how to live a good life.
Is it hard to get teens to do that sometimes?
Yeah, it can be. I think you need to create the space. You need to give them permission, and you also need to model it.
So how did you go about creating a brand new idea that fits within, you know, a pretty structured school environment that we see here in the Hunter, right around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it's a bit of an ancient issue. I know Shakespeare has got a really interesting play, The Winter's Tale, and in it he talks about how one of the characters says, "I wish there was no age between 10 and 3 and 20, where it's almost like even since Elizabethan times, we've known that adolescence has been difficult.
It's rough.
Yeah, that's right. But in more modern sense, Kurt Hahn, a German guy in the 1930s, identified what he called the 6 declines of modern youth. And even back then, he had things like the rise of spectatoritis, the lack of physical activity, the decline in crafts and skills. And so we were aware of these things coming out of the late Industrial Revolution and the rapid change in our society. And we thought, how can we deliberately shift the culture and try and connect our students back into rich community, into personal skills, and into service and serving their community?
When that was in the 30s, all of that has almost been enhanced by things like, as you were saying, smartphone, screen time, social media. Yep. There are definitely benefits to that, but it does make you very sort of internal and focused on your problems.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not one of these people who jumps on technology and completely rubbishes it, because it's made all of our lives amazing, but it's also Promethean in its power. And so anything, whether it's atomic energy or whether it's an internal combustion engine, it can be used in a powerful, helpful way, or it can be really dangerous if not managed. So I often say to my students in the era of technology, you know, 100 years ago we got cars, there was no licenses, people were flying through windscreens, there was no processes, and 100 years later we've got an even more powerful technology and it's largely unregulated and untaught. So I think parents, teachers and teens themselves are starting to put into place boundaries, I guess, and skills to manage it.
Coming up with the idea is one thing, and then having a school that's willing to try it is a completely different thing. How did you go from the idea and creating how it would work in your mind to then physically putting it into practice?
Yeah. So the Invictus Wellbeing Program is essentially an explicit positive psychology curriculum that we teach in a school, and then it's got camps and memory events attached. And we ran it at Macquarie College for a year on our own. And then my head of school invited me to speak to his collegiate. And at that point, there was some principals and other schools who sort of cottoned onto the idea and thought, hey, that's great. We'll back a local. And so St. Philip's out at Cessnock and Charlton Christian School both signed up the following year and commenced running the program. And then since then, we've expanded out of the Hunter region interstate and to New Zealand.
Yeah. So what does the program look like on a day, month, term, yearly basis for students?
Every school's different, and I'm aware of that, which means we had to design a program that was flexible enough to flex and sit in with different contexts. But if you were to just to take an average, you would say it's one period per week of explicit curriculum being taught throughout the term. And then at one point in each term, there is like a major memory event if you're doing our classic version, which goes for a year. If you're doing our extended version, what we call Invictus X, then there's a major memory event each year.
Mm-hmm.
And it also ties in with the school camps program. So a lot of schools run school camps, but they don't have any outcomes. It's a lot of money, and the outcome is essentially have fun, come back safe.
Yeah.
So we thought, what if we developed a wellbeing model around Invictus, which has four elements? So it's network, master, journey, and serve. It goes over 4 years. So students come into year seven, and there's a real focus on networking, making friends, building social connections. In year eight, there's a real focus on mastering skills and character. You get signed up with a mentor teacher who teaches you a new skill. So my grandma taught me to knit when I was little. I ran a knitting club 1 year. The next year, I ran a how to get your boat license class. We've got a maths teacher who's great at walking in high heels. So she runs a how to walk in high heels. It's totally random.
I love it.
Yeah. And then on the following year, we do journey, which is focused on outdoor education. So I take our year nines trekking for a week in Kosciuszko. And in year 10 is a focus on community service. So each year, there's a school camp orientated around those themes. And then there's a memory event that embeds them. So, yeah, it's sort of a way of taking what you're already doing, enhancing it, and just making it a bit more deliberate.
Tell me more about that memory event.
So there's a lot of research around memory events. It's essentially a high point in anyone's life, but particularly for a young person. And we also know that learning is embedded if it's connected with emotion. So the idea is you provide some sort of like peak experience. So theoretically, hopefully that speaks for itself, but essentially you're doing something out of the ordinary. In year seven, our memory event is a games night, which is, we've got a whole set of resources to help schools run it effectively. It's a rotating games night about a whole range of stations. In year eight, our major memory event is a film festival. So all of those mentor groups that have been mastering skills then make a short film and present it at a film night.
Great.
I know at Charlton, they do a really cool thing where they do it like a Logies night. Everyone dresses up in suits and dresses with red carpet, and they give out best actor awards. And we have voting tokens. So when someone comes, they actually vote for their favorite film on the night, and then we have a winner. I usually give that group like a check to donate to the charity of their choice, which is a cool thing to do. 1 year I had a group of boys who did a zombie apocalypse film, but it was a bit too graphic. They were such good actors and they only got it on the due date. And we had some primary school students and I said, sorry, fellas, we can't show it. But it had already gone viral on YouTube and their whole grade had seen it. And the girls who actually won that year, when they received their check, they said, you know what, we want to give this to the zombie apocalypse boys because we thought their film was awesome. And it was just a really amazing moment where they put into practice all those
everything
social emotions.
Everything that you're talking
exactly.
about.
And so that was beautiful.
That, you must do that little fist pump in the back of the hall.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. In year nine, our major memory event is a rotating bonfire night. Where the students are going from station to station in groups, actually living out and doing activities that are based on the curriculum we've taught them. And then in year 10, we have a handover event where our year 10s actually welcome our year 7s into Invictus, usually at a long table lunch. They give them their journal with a note in the front, and it's sort of a bit of a rite of passage ceremony for our year 10s as they finish up.
It's 22 minutes past nine. You're listening to ABC Newcastle. My name's Kaya Hanley. Great to have you listening in on this Thursday morning as we find out a little bit more about the Invictus Wellbeing Institute. It's been put together by Assistant Principal of Wellbeing at Walls End Macquarie College, Josh Brown, who is my guest this morning. So are all students at your school taking part in this from 7 till 10?
Yeah, so we've been under a process of transitioning from the classic to extended version. So yeah, we the start of 2020, we will have all students 7 to 10 doing the program. Yeah.
And have some of your students then gone through their HSC years after following even at least one of the program, and what's the difference been for them?
Great question. So in Invictus, we also have an award structure, a little bit like if you're familiar with the Duke of Ed process.
Yep.
So we have a bronze, silver or gold award. It's essentially a micro-credential in global competencies, which is becoming really big. Like ANU, for instance, won't admit students without some evidence of global competencies now. It's a really shifting landscape around, you know, PISA and their international standards. And so the Invictus Award is backed by Deakin University, where I did my master's work, and we really promote that to our students as a challenge by choice option. And I often find, for instance, the four students we have as school captains at Macquarie this year were all recipients of an Invictus Gold Award when they finished the program. And so it says a lot about a person, their commitment to their school community, to their self-development. And we do know there is a strong correlation between well-being and academic performance.
Yeah.
So often they get set up as binary. memories. And people say, oh, well, you focus too much on education and well-being. What about essays, tests, etc.? But we also know that people who feel good do good.
How does it set them up for the many challenges that are thrown at them as teens, as people sitting, you know, major exams for the HSC, but also then transitioning into life, whatever that might be, outside of school?
Yeah, absolutely. The other day at Macquarie, we were doing an exercise with Year 9, and I said to them, I gave them a statement. I said, to what extent does the quality of your relationships determine the quality of your life? And we just sat in silence and contemplated that for about a minute, and then we sort of broke it down. And I think our young people really come to understand that their ability to understand themselves, be kind to themselves and relate to others well, ultimately affects everything, how they go at work, in their home lives, everything else. And so though we're coming to more and more understand the power of that metacognition and that internal awareness. Yeah.
As you said, our local schools have picked it up. It's also about to head to New Zealand.
Yeah, we've got three schools in New Zealand. So this week on Monday, we ran the Invictus Wellbeing Conference, which is a annual conference that we put together to help upskill anyone who's working in wellbeing, but particularly our Invictus coordinators in different schools. So, yeah, we had some people from New Zealand come over. That was at Caves Beach this week, so that was fantastic. Yeah, it's nice to share it.
Where would you like this program to go? What would you like to see for its future, not just here locally, but I guess big picture as well?
Yeah, it's a great question. I try not to get too far ahead of myself. It's really just doing quality work and following your passion and letting the rest flow. I'm a big fan of Viktor Frankl's work, Man's Search for Meaning. It's an amazing introduction to logotherapy and what he learnt coming out of the concentration camps. And, you know, Frankl's advice is to, you know, to do what you do well and just let the rest take care of itself. So that's the focus.
What are the kids saying?
Yeah, it's the research is great. Like, we are researching it.
Mm-hmm.
Really strong, positive, subjective feedback coming through. But my current PhD work is actually putting together a far more qualitative analysis of what's happening and the factors that are influencing students' wellbeing. So we've got a bit of both. We've got some early qualitative data that's showing the parts of the program that are really effective, like school connectedness, hope theory, things like this. But we also know that the kids are just enjoying it. They come back years later and tell me stories and, you know, it's...
Make you a jumper on their last day of Year 12 with their knitting skills.
That's it.
Josh, it's been really great to learn a little bit more about this amazing program that you've started and that's now starting to really grab some traction. So when you finish that research, I'd love to get back in touch with you and see exactly how it's all ended up.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
That is Josh Brown. He is the creator of Invictus Wellbeing Institute. He's from Wallsend Macquarie College.